Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering Genesis Communications today. We're going to be talking about homeschooling. And from a couple of instructors who have done it. And if you'd like to call us and ask some questions, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Lindley's with us in California. Welcome, Lindley.
Good morning, Vince. How are you? It's nice to be here.
Just great, Lindley. And you?
I'm doing well. We're starting a new school year, homeschooling. It's very exciting.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. So you have some twins who you're homeschooling right now, around 17 years old. And what was it like when you first broached the subject of homeschooling? Or did the twins say, Mom, you know, we'd like to be homeschooled? How did all that happen?
Oh, wow, that's a loaded question. I didn't ask permission. I did not. It took me about a year and a half of going through hell with the high school and seeing the satanic lessons being taught. And I mean, truly, the devil was the friend of the school. So it took me a while of myself getting to the point where I truly had enough. And it was too serious of a situation to negotiate or try and, you know, warm my children up to it, because I knew, of course, they were going to say no. So unfortunately for my children, I just pulled them out, and I got the wrath of my family for it. But I think today they're realizing, including my children, that I knew better, and I did. I made the right choice. But it was not a good moment when I told them.
when you said the wrath of your family, does that mean outlaws and in-laws? What does that mean?
That means that the day that my children found out it was their last day of school, they called my father, who lived a few blocks away. My father came right over and threatened me that he was going to call CPS on me because it was such an egregious action that I took to take them out and so forth. And, you know, like I said, I didn't ask permission. I didn't talk to my parents about it. It wasn't their business. But, yeah, my father came over and threatened me right away, and today I think that he would acknowledge that I made the right choice.
Mm-hmm. My mom worked at several educational institutions. She worked at a college. She worked in the president's office of a college. She worked, when she was even younger than that, she worked at a university. And I'm talking about just after World War II. And so she had spent a lot of time around educators, if you will. And my dad was a trained educator. He was a trained teacher, went to the university to become a teacher, and ultimately became a teacher and then became a teaching principal, where the principal actually taught classes and ran the school, and then became a principal, and then became an acting superintendent. So in my family, education, you know, in the public training camp was a big deal. Okay, it worked. So when homeschooling was almost like a mortal sin in my family to to take our children out of school. So one of our youngest, when it was time for him to go to school, he had just completed going to the local Baptist church, and they had like a summer training camp for young children. And it was, you know, meet God and those kinds of things, as well as associate with other children and make friends and learn a few things in arts and crafts. And that's what they did. And so it was pre-kindergarten, if you will. And at the end of that couple of weeks with the Baptist church, the minister had the graduation ceremony for all the children. And it was a big deal. You know, everybody was dressed up. And we were not members of that Baptist church. We were Roman Catholic, but the nearest Roman Catholic church to our farm in Virginia was like a 40-mile or so round trip, maybe 30 miles. So we were not a member of that church. And I remember walking up to the minister at the end of the services and the ceremony and all that, and everybody's kind of getting in the cars and going back home after the day of festivities. And I remember going up to him and saying, I just want to say thank you so much. It was a wonderful experience that our son had this summer with you. I want to thank you very much. It was great. And that completes our son's formal education. I really did. And because he was going to be homeschooled. And so, what did your children, how did they react, if you want to share that? If you don't want to, that's okay. But I'll share our side.
Well, as with everything in my life, everything's very dramatic. So my father came over and threatened me, and I had a friend here who witnessed the whole thing. It was pretty shocking. Then I believe that night my twins went to my mother's house, who lives one block away from me. And my children, I told my children, I said, you may take 2 weeks off to go figure it out, to cry, do whatever you need to do, and then we're going to start schooling. So they ended up at my mom's house for 3 weeks. They were so upset with me, but, you know, and then they had all these horrible things to say about me and everything. It was not a pretty time. It was very sad. But I did get 3 weeks off from children. That was a pretty amazing experience. So they did come back, and we made an agreement to revisit homeschooling or revisit public school again in the summer, because in the agreement I said, if there are masks or social distancing, you will not be going back. And I knew, as anyone who really knows what's going on, that even if they pull masks, if they say masks, you know, are a choice, they're gonna put it back on us. So, you know, of course they did. So now it's masks again. And so my children, they know. And after learning about communism in America through Curtis Bauer's agenda movies and everything else that I've taught them since I pulled them out, I think that they realize that this was a better choice. Plus, they get to work. They wouldn't be able to have these jobs if they were being indoctrinated right now.
Did you ever discuss with them the amount of time that's wasted by going to the public training camp? How much literal time is wasted during the day?
I did, and it became very clear, because when my twins would take on their class for the day, they would go into their own separate areas of the house, sit on their laptop, put on their headsets, and then tune in, focus with no distractions. It was wonderful. They got through the lesson quickly. They did their homework on their free time when it was convenient. And yeah, I mean, a whole day of school turned into just a few hours, really. So we can get it done very quickly and then move on to other things.
Mm-hmm. So when our youngest was ready for the public training camp, you know, when he was old enough, we had that discussion with him. And we said, so let's talk about going to school. And we'll talk about, do you want to go to school or do you want to be homeschooled? Your brother and sister were homeschooled, and you can be too, or you can go to the public school. And he said, so what's school like? And I said, well, okay, let's do this. So my wife and I had him sit in the dining room. And he said, okay, so we'll do this tomorrow. And so tomorrow you'll get up at 6:45, you know, and get ready for school. So get ready, get up at 6:45, you know, take a shower, get dressed, have breakfast, get your books, all your supplies, pack your, you know, get your lunch ready. And then at 7:30, we'll wait for the bus. So you go outside and you'll stand on at the edge of the farm on the road for about 15 minutes. And then the bus will come. And then you'll sit on the bus for about 45 minutes. And so you'll be looking out the window for 45 minutes, and then you'll arrive at school. At about 8:30, you'll be at school. And then what you'll do is you'll wait in the classroom while the other children have breakfast, because they haven't had breakfast. So at 9 o'clock, the other children that have had breakfast will be returning to the classroom. And then you're going to go to the bathroom, because they just had breakfast. And you'll be getting ready to start the classroom activity. So for about 15 minutes, you'll be lined up in the hallway while two at a time go into the bathroom. And the reason that it's two at a time is because if there's more than two, there'll be a fight in the bathroom. So just two at a time. And so,
yeah,
you know, it sounds like I'm making this up, right? I'm not making this up.
Nope.
I'm not making this up. So,
but I'm getting a good chuckle.
Well, it's all true. So what we did, once we had him, you know, get up at 6:45, you know, the next day, and he had breakfast and, you know, showered and all that stuff and got ready for school, dressed, had his lunch ready, and then went outside for 15 minutes and just kind of looked around and waited for a bus. The bus would show up, and then he'd come back in the house and sit in the dining room and look out the window for 45 minutes. That was his bus ride. And then at 8:30, he would be arriving at school, and he would go to his classroom. So we'd go into the next room. We'd go into the living room. And he'd sit there for a half an hour while he was waiting for the other children to have their breakfast. And then he could go to the bathroom. And that would take 15 minutes. And then class would start. And they would do about 45 minutes of activity. And the teacher would be saying things like, sit down, shut up. And we didn't use words like shut up. And we didn't yell shut up. We didn't yell at our children at all. So he realized that we added up how much actual learning was going on in the classroom at public school for that whole day. It was about 2.5 hours. So we said, look, I'll tell you what, you know, you get up at 6:45, you'll be done. You'll be done with the entire day's activities before the other children get back from the bathroom.
Right.
Absolutely true. So he thought it was a great idea, and he wanted to be homeschooled. And then everything became a lesson. Everything became a lesson. So let's talk about some of the lessons that your children have experienced that maybe they would not have learned in the public training camp. Let's do that when we come back. Lindley's with us. She's a homeschooling mom in California, Silicon Valley. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a short public service announcement class. If you're a coffee drinker, you can expect coffee prices to go up very, very soon. There is a crop failure. The climate change has been pretty rough on lots of plants that are used to raise food. So you might want to get your coffee. And if you buy it from Sam's Club or you have it shipped, and shipping is free, what I've found is that if I buy, let's say, something that can be damaged. Let's just, for example, let's say I bought a canister of oatmeal. You know, it comes in a cardboard canister. And let's say I bought a large can of ketchup, number 10 can of ketchup, and bought it at the same time. If I were to do that, the people who are trained as packers and shippers at Sam's Club will put those two together, and they'll put them in an oversized box with very little packing, and the can will destroy the oatmeal. Okay, so the word to the wise is, if you buy them separately, place the order a couple minutes apart, they'll do their best to bang it out really fast. They'll put that oatmeal in an oversized box by itself. It'll rattle around, but it won't get smashed by the can of ketchup. Okay? So then you can buy the ketchup, 15 minutes later. That's just an example. Okay. So I just bought some coffee, and I'm having it shipped, and I'm only buying the coffee, one large canister at a time. Now, is it wasteful? Absolutely. But I'm not going to let those morons destroy what I just bought. So eventually they're going to say, you know what, we're not going to just, Finelli, we're not going to ship you $10 worth of coffee. You know, it costs us $14 to ship it. Eventually they're going to catch on. But for now, I'm not willing to let them beat up my products that I bought and paid for. And they're mine. The minute I click pay for it, it's mine. And I'm not willing to let them damage my products. And that's something that you can teach your homeschool children, you know, while you're homeschooling. So what lessons, Lindley, did your twins get exposed to that there's just no way they would have learned them in the public school system?
Well, like I said before, the communism coming into America, and that's such a huge topic because it covers the whole LGBTQ and BLM. It covers so much of what has happened in the last year and a half. So just that alone, I think, brought in so many different lessons. That and then just we're planning a trip up to Montana. May I bring that up?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you want to, sure.
So Rich Sheban, one of your instructors, has invited us up to Montana to live off-grid for a week. And I'm only able to bring one of my twins because only she was able to get off work. So this is going to be a huge lesson, you know. And, of course, I'm going to have her write reports on the various activities and whatever it is that we can learn up there. And it's, I think, going to be extremely different than what we're used to here. And, you know, it's just everything. Everything in life is a lesson. And the thing about homeschooling is it's not about acing the test. It's about learning. So as long as they are learning something, that is all that matters. And you can focus on certain subjects depending on what your children are interested in, maybe what they want to pursue later in life. So we're just, you know, the sky's the limit. I mean, we can learn anything. It's just amazing. And I want to take advantage of my friend Jim here in town, who has the electronics that you were telling me about and so forth, and have my children go over there and see what Jim can teach them. You know, yeah. I know my children learned some basics about science and technology, but I'll bet that they're not going to get the full lesson that they would get from Jim that they would get in the school. I know that Jim will talk more extensively and they'll learn more.
Well, Jim, I know for a fact that Jim is going to show your twins things that they've never seen before. He's going to show them things that you cannot see with the naked eye, that you can only see with measuring equipment, like an oscilloscope. He's going to show them how electricity actually works. I know this. We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban is claiming they have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. It's the 12th provisional capital overrun by the Taliban in about a week. President Biden has put another 3,000 boots on the ground to assist the evacuation of embassy personnel in the capital of Kabul. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft has found Fred very near tropical storm strength. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, Fred was 450 miles east-southeast of Key West, Florida. Maximum sustained winds are only 35 miles an hour. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the Florida Keys west of Ocean Reef to the Dry Tortugas National Park at the mouth of the Gulf. Anita Dunn, a senior advisor to President Biden, has been able to get around publicly disclosing her personal finances and business interests due to an ethics loophole. She has left the White House officially Thursday and will now focus on Biden's re-election campaign. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As inflation is slamming the U.S. economy, costing the American consumer more and more without any relief in sight, the cost of gasoline is up nearly 42% since the Trump administration was in office. President Biden's plan to curb the cost of fuel is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to please produce more oil. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his state can make up for the shortcomings if the Biden administration would just stay out of the way. President Biden's first act as president was to halt the Keystone Pipeline, stopping the flow of oil and killing thousands of union jobs. Unemployed Keystone worker Lynn Allen on Fox News says the governor is absolutely right.
Texas can absolutely flood the United States of America with oil. And this administration they got right now is hurting so many oil and gas workers, it's not even funny. Our families are suffering, and yet he wants to go to the foreign nations over there and buy oil? That don't make sense. What's wrong with this administration? What's wrong with it? Why can't he not take care of his people, the American people, like it used to be? And how it used to be was America first. Now I guess we're America last, because no, they don't care. They do not care. All it is a roundhouse money way for him to skim more money in some sense. I don't understand it. When we've got the good riches of the deep right here, then and more than we can ever burn.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lynn was with us in California, and she's a homeschool mom. Lindley, was the decision to go out to Rich Sheban's cabin and live off-grid for about a week or so, was that a family decision? How did that work? Who was for it, et cetera, if you don't mind sharing that?
Well, with your help, I got to know Rich, and Rich was just so gracious to invite me and all three of my children up there. So I mentioned it to my kids, and at first they kind of freaked out. And then they, as twins, Bruins do, they negotiate who was going to go and whatever. And so, anyways, they both tried to immediately, they both asked for time off from work, and Jackson was told right away that his time that he requested was already taken. But Tallulah was able to take time off right away, and so she just jumped right on board. She was ready for an adventure.
Well, she is in for an adventure of her life. And I mentioned this to you, and I still mean it, that I believe that this will be one of her life's most memorable events.
Yeah, no question.
You know,
me too. I'm sure it'll be one of mine too.
Yeah. Getting one's driver's license, that's one. Another one is graduating, high school, that's another one. And then there's some sad events too that are memorable, and when a family member dies, that kind of thing. But I think this will be one of the top 10 most memorable life's events. And it's not going to be easy. I mean, you're going to be experiencing what it was like in the 1800s, except you won't be in a covered wagon, in a Conestoga wagon, but you will be without electricity as you're used to it. You'll be without water as you're used to it. You'll be without a hot shower as you're used to it. You'll be without, whether you cook on electric or gas, just turn that knob and, you're cooking. That's not going to happen either. So,
learn how grateful we are.
Absolutely. It'll be an experience that you just will not forget. And you'll be eating foods that were hunted. Okay? Not necessarily hunted from the store shelf, and opened with a can opener or a box cutter. You'll probably be having...
I understand.
Yeah.
Elk.
Yeah. Maybe elk, beaver, chicken.
Beaver?
Maybe. Yeah.
I've never heard of eating beaver, but...
Well, and now you have.
Yeah, right.
Well, you may realize that before you prepare a fish for cooking, it's got eyes and it looks at you, even though it's not alive. It's going to be a wonderful experience, and it's a very... very kind of Rich to offer this opportunity. I'm so delighted. And I know Rich. I mean, I know him. He's stayed at our home. And he's a wonderful, wonderful guy. He's passionate about, what's happening to our country, and he wants to wake people up. And he lives this lifestyle. And so, class, if you're wondering a little bit more about Rich Sheeban, he wrote a book. It's called One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And it's available on Amazon. So you just go to Amazon. You can type Amazon, Rich, R-I-C-H, as in Richard, Sheben, S-C-H-E-B-E-N. You'll find it. And I have a copy. Mine has all kinds of yellow highlighting in it because I've read it and reread it and talked about it on the air over the 10 years or so that I've known him. So, Lindley, are there any other concerns that you might address? Are there any concerns that you might address that maybe parents are saying, well, I kind of like this. Finelli did it. Lindley did it. Others have done it. Gwyneth has done it. But are there any, what would the but be? Do you have any idea what people might think about that? Have they said to you, Lindley, you've lost your mind. What are you kidding? How can you possibly do this? How can you possibly... educate your children. What were the naysayers saying?
I think, I really didn't know homeschooling was an option until about a year ago or a year and a half ago. I had never considered it. And I think most people around here, they just don't even know that's an option. We've just been led down the wrong road of dependence on our government so much. We are just turning to government for so much, and that, okay, anyway. I think that most people would think, oh, how can I do everything that they do? Well, actually, they really don't do that much. The teachers and admin, they're really not doing that much for your kids. You're going to be doing way more for your kids than they are. They're going to be so much safer. There are nothing but benefits as far as I can see, except for one thing, and that is the fact that most of our parents are working. And so to that I say, parents out there who are working and who think that they can't homeschool, they can go online and they can go to HSLDA, and there are probably other places, HSLDA.com. You can find other homeschools in your area. Now, my homeschool that I created by filling out a simple one-minute form, sent it to the Department of Education, and I told them I want to be a homeschool for high schoolers. Now, I was just looking into changing that to include all ages. So now let's say I open up a bigger homeschool and I have other kids come here. I could do that. You can even have your child at your house with someone taking care of them if they're too young or they're old enough to take care of themselves, and they would still report to me as the principal from their home. So there are so many options. It's just an amazing world that opens up to you that you have no idea how many options there are, but it's wonderful. So I want to open up a homeschool, I think, and have more kids here, so more parents have the opportunity to save their children.
Lindley, let me say something that will sound like it's totally disjointed, but it's not. You know, class, you can make your own gun. Well, think about that. What did I just say? If you want, you can make your own pistol, rifle, or shotgun. And you don't have to ask anybody's permission. You can make one. You know, check your local laws, okay? But you'll find out, I believe, that you can make your own. Now, just like you probably didn't even think about that, you have the right to make your own gun. Well, just like you didn't think about that, most people don't think about not going to public school. Okay? They think they have to buy a gun from a gun manufacturer. That's not true. You can make your own. They think that they have to send their children to school. That's not true. You can teach your children yourself. And that's the way it used to be done, you know, before the government took over. So, homeschooling is an option. Now, you may have to fill out a form, as Lindley did. You may have to meet certain qualifications, like, you know, you're an adult over X number of years old, or you have a high school diploma, or it's different for different states. But you can look up what the requirements are. And one thing that you will not have to do if you're a homeschooler is you will not have to vaccinate your children for anything. I'm not just talking about for the China virus. I'm talking about you won't have to vaccinate your children for anything. You do whatever you think is in your children's best interest. So it really, really works well. And just like you're not told that you can make your own gun, just like you're not told that you can homeschool your own children, you're not told that you don't have to have vaccinations. And also, if you go to the public training camp, they will say, we need to have your children been vaccinated, yes or no. And they'll say, we want to see proof. And then they will tell you that if you are going to send your children to that school, you will be vaccinated. That's what they're going to tell you. And that's not true either. That's a lie. Because what I did when our son finally said, hey, Dad, I'd like to try the public training camp for high school. The school said, did he have his vaccinations? And I said, he's had his vaccinations. And that was absolutely true. And then they said, has he had all his vaccinations? I said, he's had all the vaccinations he needs. Then they said, prove it. Or they weren't going to let him in. And this was over a period of separate days. Okay, this wasn't all, you know, in one paragraph. This was over a period of days. And I finally said, we're going to use a religious exemption. It's against our religion to vaccinate.
Yeah.
That was it. Done. Bam. It was over right then and there. They didn't say, but wait a minute. Are you Catholic? Are you Baptist? Are you Buddhist? Are you Hare Krishna? What religion are you, Mr. Finelli? They can't even ask that. When you say that you're, it's against your religion or you're going to use a religious exemption, it's over right then and there. No vaccination reporting. But before that, they'll tell you 9 ways from Sunday that your child will not be allowed in that training camp without being vaccinated. They misrepresent. These are your neighbors. These are your neighbors who work at the school. You've got, if you live in a village, some of the people in your village are the teachers of your children. And they will not tell you that you don't have to be vaccinated. They won't tell you. Can you imagine that? And, Lindley, we had a company that manufactured computers. And we sold computers to school systems. We sold computers to businesses. We sold computers to individuals. And a lot of the individuals who bought computers from us were teachers. And I got to tell you, they're among the dumbest people on the planet. They are.
I know why.
They don't know how to, I mean, my parents were educators. I consider myself an educator. And I'm saying that this profession is replete with dummies. They don't know how to do much. They really don't know how to do much. As a matter of fact, the fires in California, the Dixie fires, that are out of control. They arrested a guy who taught at Santa Clara University. Your neck of the woods.
An ex-professor
is the suspected arsonist. So this is who. Oh, absolutely. After you can look it up. It's absolutely true. How do I know? Well, Bert,
I think in order to be a teacher, you have to be a liberal.
Well, at least to be a in the brainwashing department of education. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Lindley and I will be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Fennelly's with us, and very quickly, class. So the highest grade that our daughter completed in the public training camp was sixth grade in elementary school. And she started attending the university at age 14. She had her master's degree, her MBA, by age 19. And she was working at the university. She had a job at the university while she was getting her master's degree. She accomplished her master's degree around the same time that her friends in the public training camp were just finishing high school. Kathy, welcome. You're on with Lindley.
Hi, Vince and Lindley. I want to just tell you that I think what you're doing is so important. I wish I would have known what I know now and homeschooled my children. They went to a Catholic grade school, which was a very conservative grade school, and the high school was conservative. We were rural, and there was a lot of farm community, and they had take your tractor to work day and that type of thing. So it wasn't liberal, but I just think the value of, especially in today's environment, would be so important, just like what Lindley's going to do with her daughter to go live off-grid, to just take them and educate them to any subject. Anybody with a skill is just invaluable. And to get them away from the transgender problem and all the liberal things that go on today. But I just wish I had a do-over. But I think I give you so much credit, both of you, for doing what you did.
Lindley?
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much, Kathy. You're empowering me by saying that. Thank you.
Kathy,
just hang in there. My kids are older than yours, Lindley. My youngest one now is 35, and they've all come back to me and said, thank you for being there, and thank you for guiding us and doing the right thing. So what you're doing, just don't give up hope, Lindley. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Lindley,
thank you, Kathy. I'm going to do that with my twins, and my oldest, you know, is kind of falling off the edge. So hopefully she will come back, and hopefully my twins will be able to tell my oldest, you know, the difference that they saw when they went to homeschooling?
You know, Lindley, Kathy is a USA Prepares instructor, and she's a gladiator. She's a warrior. She's one of our lady warriors. You and Kathy.
Awesome.
and Gwyneth. And you know, if you listen to any of you, you'll hear and see the compassion and the eloquence in your voice, but yet standing firm on principle. And that's really important. And you know, one of the things I'd like to ask Kathy, what do you think? Do you think there'd be any value in letting some of the homeschooled students listen to USA Prepares on a Monday through Friday basis as part of their education? What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially if we're talking about, like for you, Vince, when you talk about repairing something in an automobile or a part on your tractor, or we talk about farming or gardening or how to handle yourself in society. Yep, absolutely.
Lindley, what is your answer when people ask you, Lindley, what about socialization? What about that? How will your twins be able to live in a world that requires socialization when you've kept them from socialization in the public training camp? How do you address that?
Well, I'd first like to say that Biden is the one separating our children. The schools are the ones separating our children, but I know what your point is. I would say, based on other homeschoolers that I have followed online, that, and I think you said this too, Ben, why would I want my children to be around a whole bunch of other chaotic thinking children who really don't know what's going on? I want my children around people who think well and who, you know, who are well-behaved and have good manners and, you know, speak well and so forth. So I feel like one of my twins who has this job, they both work in restaurants. Okay, Jackson has had more social events since working because the wonderful people who he's working with whom he's working, are... they've invited him to a bunch of events. Well, he didn't get that opportunity before in school. The events were more with mature people and so forth. So I think that social, you're going to get social by being out in the public.
Right. Why would we want our children to associate with thugs? And people seem to emulate, replicate, and duplicate the behaviors of those who are in their circle. So, you know, why would you want to put them in a circle of thugs? Kathy, thank you so much.
Or transgender.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or part-time homos. Part-time homos. Mm-hmm. Class, what is that? That'd be bisexual. Mm-hmm. Part-time homo. Mm-hmm. Kathy, thanks so much for being with us. Lindley, thanks so much for being with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.